I think a lot of people struggle when they lose because they're worried about what everybody else thinks. Right. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what everybody else thinks.
What's up, everybody? It's Rob Tyson. This is the Climb Audio Documentary Journey. Today, I want to talk about how do you get your kids to do things that you want them to do the right thing, to listen, to follow instructions, to follow directions without taking everything away from them. I'll get right into it. So basically, look, I have a kid, and for the past 2 weeks, we did a small little experiment. He stayed with me for the past 2.5 weeks, and his behavior drastically improved at school. He was having a problem at school, and I think it's because of the lack of inconsistencies from his parental guidance. We have separate households. There's different parenting styles. And I begged his mother over and over. I said, you know, you need to let him come with me for a little bit. And his mother, you know, open book. She's very, quote, I know what I'm doing. I've taken certifications. I've read this. I've read that. However, end quote. However, and I'm not quoting her exactly, but let's just paraphrase for lack of a better term. I'm paraphrasing what she said. But I haven't had any of those certifications or anything of that nature. However, I have studied a lot of video content in regards to basic human psychology, starting from Tony Robbins, ending with Dr. Jordan Peterson, Carl Jung, Stoicism in general, and also my own experiences through life. You know, it doesn't matter. A lot of the times, education is just a gateway. It's what you do with the education that really makes a difference. And that's what I try to emphasize to some people. But going back to the original point, how do you get your kids to do something without taking everything away from them? Well, it's easy. It's called reverse psychology. It works really well when you do it properly. Now, for instance, if you have a kid who is non-agreeable by nature, just not an agreeable kid, he doesn't just fall over and say, okay, which is a good thing. That is not a bad thing. But how can you hone in that non-agreeable nature into something positive? How could you turn it into something that is going to benefit him in life, which a non-agreeable personality typically tends to get you places in life? So how do you do that? Well, first off, you give him a decision. You tell him, he says, I want to watch my shows. I want to watch my iPad. Fair enough, buddy. Fantastic. Is that what you want to do, or do you want to do homework? He's going to say, I want to take the iPad. I want to take the iPad, Daddy. Okay, but let me just tell you, if you don't get your homework done, okay, then you're not going to be able to get this, this, and that. But you can decide. You can decide to play your shows, but I'm just letting you know, we have to go to bed earlier if you don't get your homework in, and or you have to do your homework for an hour right before you go to bed. Do you really want to do that? Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, he says, okay. So he takes his iPad and he gets to play his iPad, right? The homework never gets done. You remind him or her, maybe like towards the, you know, maybe in a couple hours, hey, buddy, remember what I said, the deal? You still have to do an hour homework. Do you want to get it done now, or do you want to do it before you go to bed? Because before you go to bed, don't you want to relax? You don't really have to really want to do that. No, I want to do it. I'll do it later, Daddy. So that time comes. Hey, buddy, we have an hour to do our homework. But I don't want it. All right, okay, and this is where you get their attention. Okay, you need to be able to master a way to get your kid's attention. Okay, so that's number one. You tell them to put the iPad down. You tell them to put the toy down. You tell them to put the game down. Listen to me, buddy. We made an agreement. Now he's going to kick and scream and holler. She's going to kick and scream and holler, but I don't want anything. Okay, so look, you rationalize with them. You don't get mad. Hey, God said, do your homework. If you do that and you can't control your emotions, shame on you. Get out of here. You should work on yourself, okay? Don't be yelling at a kid. They have no idea how to regulate their emotions. Now, if you don't know how to regulate your emotions, I feel sorry for the kiddo. Sorry. You need to go and figure out how to regulate your emotions. And if you can't regulate your emotions and you can't control yourself and you don't have patience, number one, you should have thought twice about bringing a kid into this world. Number two, you need to go figure out a coach or find a professional who can help you regulate your emotions properly. Now, going back to the original topic, you have to be patient with them. You have to rationalize. I understand. I know you're upset. Let me go back to what I said earlier, buddy. Okay. Are you listening? Okay. Remember we talked about having to get our homework done first so that we can play and relax later? Yeah. Okay. Well, let's learn that tomorrow. But right now we have a deal, so I need you to get it. But I don't want. Okay, just keep. And if they keep on, I just don't want. I'm tired. Okay. Well, how about we had a deal, buddy. You got to do whatever you wanted, right? What you're doing here is you're reinforcing good decisions. It's not manipulation. You're reinforcing what a good decision will get you. That therefore, the next time he does it, she eventually does her homework, she's there pouting and crying, and I don't want to do this. Okay, that's fine. Even if they don't get through the whole damn assignment, at least they're doing it. Eventually, they'll get into it. But the next day, you say, hey, buddy, remember yesterday? Hey, all right, buddy, we got to do homework, or either you can do homework, we can go out and play, we can go play basketball, I can play with you for a minute. What do you want to do? Do you want to just not? And then you just, this is where you use your personality. This is where you use your ability to persuade and convince them. Hey, buddy, remember yesterday we waited to the end to get our homework done? And it was just kind of, it was boring because then we just had to go right after bed after that. Remember that? Why don't we just knock it out right now? That way you can have the rest of the day to decide what you want to do. But come on. All right. Or you're going to have to wait to the end again. And then we're just have to go straight to bed after that. Okay. Now, if they don't come around at that point, then keep working with them. Just take it back to step one. Buddy, remember what we talked? Remember this is okay. Remember what happened yesterday? You didn't like it very much, remember? I know, I'll get it done. And if they eventually get it done when they're supposed to get it done, you're programming them. You're programming subconsciously what good behavior and what good decisions will get you. You don't need to take away everything. Give them choices. Prepare them for life. It can't be, you can't get this. I'm taking away this. I'm taking this away. I'm taking that away. Now do it. You're already starting off on one foot by doing that. You're disempowering them with force. You're putting a square peg in a round something like that. You know what I'm trying to say? A square peg in a round hole. Yeah. That's what you're doing. You're forcing it in there as opposed to just, hey, you know what? Here, metaphorically speaking, you can leave. But here's what happens when you leave. Or you could just do something systematically, like get your work done and then go do as you please. Work hard, play hard, buddy. Just get the work done. It's simple. Just get it done and then you have the freedom to do whatever you want, buddy. When you take the friction out of the equation, it begins to open up the kid's mind. They start to realize making good decisions is a good thing. Good behavior is a good thing. People say, oh, you're just bribing them at that point. No, we're not bribing anybody, dungus. Okay? A dungus is a guy. A dingus is a girl. Okay, dungus? We're not bribing anybody. If you know basic human psychology, it's reverse psychology. Okay? You're incentivizing good behavior. Hey, buddy, you know what? If you do this, if you do that, and you consistently do it, so that they can subconsciously program their mind to make good decisions. You're programming them to do things, to think on their own, to figure out, to self-regulate, to figure out their emotions, to figure out decisions on their own. They're learning good decisions from bad decisions. Well, when I'm bad and I don't act good in school and I don't do the right thing, then I don't get stuff. I don't like that. And then you also emphasize the behavioral or the social aspect to it. You see, buddy, like let them know, like I tell my son, you see, buddy, when you act good and you're nice and you're sweet and you're kind to people and, you know, but you don't let anybody run over you, obviously, right? Remember we talked about that? If somebody's disrespecting you and being mean to you, just walk away from them. They don't deserve you. They don't deserve your friendship. But if you're nice and you're sweet and you're kind to people, they'll be nice and sweet typically and kind to you. And tell them there are some mean kids out there that you can't, that just can't, aren't capable of being nice. And that's okay. You don't need to be around those kids. You don't need to be around those people. Stay away from them. But the people that are good and nice, if you give that back to them, it opens up so many opportunities for you to hang out with new friends, to make new friends, to go and hang out with them. They start to realize that themselves, but you got to give them the proper tools. You can't say, I'm taking this away for you. You can't go there. You can't do this. You can't. That's not, you're handicapping your kid. You're telling them they can't do something, but you're not telling them why. You're not allowing them to make the decision. You're just telling them, nope, no, this is bad because of this. This is bad because of that. This is bad. Don't do that. I'm taking this away from you. You're not explaining why and what they could do. You're not giving them the freedom. Reverse psychology. Give them the freedom to decide and then explain why it didn't turn out the way they did when it wasn't the right decision. You want to eat that? Well, you know, this is what typically, why would you want to eat that and not broccoli? Well, it doesn't taste good. Well, not all good, baby. You know that most healthy food doesn't taste the best? You know why? Because we're so used to eating food that has all these different chemicals in it, and it tricks our body into thinking that that's what tastes good and that's what tastes bad. But if you think that this, if you know that this broccoli is good for the little bugs in your gut and it's good for your brain will start thinking, this does taste good because it's actually helping my body. You see what I'm doing there? It takes a lot of work, folks. This is Rob Tyson, Climb Audio Documentary Journey. I hope this brought value to you as parents out there. Take care. See you soon.